at 772-626-1529.
Things by the way you look at them differently. Amen. And by the way you talk. God made, that's why the word says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You'll be amazed what you can do that the doctors can't do. Amen. That medicine can't do. Amen. If you get your mind right, that's the control center. Release those endorphins every day into your body. I love this statement. I've been making it the last few services. We do not, what we do doesn't determine our success. It doesn't guarantee success. But rather, what guarantees success is the spirit in which we do what we do. What you do doesn't necessarily guarantee you success. But if you do it in the right spirit, God guarantees us success. He told Joshua to let not the book of this law depart out of your mouth. Meditate in it day and night, that thou, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written in therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. God gave him the formula. Keep this word. Keep the attitude of the word. Don't let another spirit get on you. Don't be driven into the path of the destroyer. The Israelites got into the path of the destroyer by complaining. All the time complaining. God was merciful with them. 10 times he forgave them. But that 10th time he said, enough. He said, this stiff-necked generation won't enter in. And so he turned them back. Continued to take care of them, but they didn't enter into the promise. So, what we do doesn't guarantee success, but rather the spirit in which we do it determines success. The kingdom of God, as I said before, is not geographical. The kingdom of God, the boundaries and the borders of the kingdom, in reality, are defined by attitudes. You can discern without judging a person. You can know a person that's walking in the spirit by the attitude they're carrying. Now, there are nice people in the world that just have good attitudes anyway, but I'm talking about a person walking in the spirit. So, the boundaries and the borders of the kingdom are marked off by attitudes. Every day, you and I, we are given the ability to make choices. What attitudes we choose. Tough day? Choose a good attitude anyway. Everything is temporal. It's going to pass. Amen. It'll pass. Great lives, and we talked about being great. Great lives emerge from great attitudes. We talked about being first. And how to be first. There's an innate desire to be first. And it's not wrong. But in order to be first, we have to be willing to be last. It's an attitude. The first shall be last. And the last shall be first. Did you hear that? The first shall be last. And the ones that are last shall be first. The same person. Somebody get that when they get the CD. The first is going to be last. But the last one, the same one that was first, that's last, that last one's going to be first. Okay, so it's not wrong. It's not wrong at all to desire to be first. It's not wrong to desire to be great. It's not wrong to desire to be promoted. When we talk about being promoted, you must humble yourself. You want to be exalted? Humble yourself. It's simple. It's simple arithmetic. It's not rocket science. It's easy. But we sometimes miss it and complicate it. So we're going to take a look at, I think this is very, very appropriate now, after having such a wonderful time in the Lord, because it's always teamwork that will make a dream work. It's amazing when people can do things together and nobody is bucking for the credit. Nobody's trying to push themselves out front like, that's not how God works. It was one amazing attribute of the Lord when he was in his humanity here, was that he made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant. He would tell people many times, don't tell anyone. And they'd go out and tell everybody anyway. So let's talk a little bit tonight about two more of the laws of that are involved in attitude. One of them being the law of humility. Humus. The word humility is derived from the word humus, which means dirt. Nobody get offended, but look at somebody and tell them, you ain't nothing but dirt. All that perfume cologne you got on, you're still dirt. Your body is. Your spirit man is of God. You know, first thing about humility, humility knows that in whatever endeavor we take upon ourselves, we need God. We acknowledge God. We know we need God. No matter how skilled or how blessed or how much we got, we know we need God. Then the second thing that's important is that you know when you truly have humility working, you know you need other people. It's not a Lone Ranger thing. It's not a, you know, superstar thing. You need people. I love the little term, dream work, teamwork makes the dream work. And it's true. You know, teamwork. Together, each accomplishes more. So, knowing that, humility also in a person recognizes how great we are not of ourselves. Amen. Any greatness that comes to us, it comes from God. Another attribute of humility is that it admits shortcomings. Not that you hang your laundry out for everybody to see, but you will admit in a time of wrong or shortcoming. And what's interesting about humility, humility can congratulate other people on their successes, even though maybe you hadn't had a success yet. Instead of becoming jealous or envious or whatever, you can congratulate people. In other words, you genuinely are glad that God is blessing his people. Now, another strong attribute of humility is that humility waits patiently. It waits patiently. Now, there's sometimes we wait, but we ain't waiting patiently. We steaming. We waiting, but we ain't waiting patiently. Look at somebody and tell them, you guilty. But true humility waits, amen, learns how to wait patiently. Another attribute of true humility, it will restrain anger. It restrains anger. You can get angry, but you're not going to sin. You're not going to hit anybody in the eye. You're not going to punch them out. in Jesus' name. It restrains. The love of God constrains us. How many of you sometimes are tested like that? By the enemy. Tempted. God won't tempt you like that, but the devil will try to tempt you. But true humility will constrain you. It'll cause you to restrain the anger. Amen. Another thing about true humility, it doesn't boast of its own achievements. You ever been around somebody and all they talk about is what they did and what they got and who they are? I can understand a person saying, you know, in confidence, but, you know, somebody that's always talking, just always talking about that. Oh, everything you hear is... They all that. But true humility, you know, Proverbs is a good book to study. If you want to know how to deal with relationships and navigate through, you know, life. But it says, let another man praise you and not your own mouth. You know, it's very distasteful when you're around somebody and all they're doing is praising themselves. They're just praising themselves. It's like, you know, you know, it's distasteful. You don't, hey, shut up. You know, interesting about humility, humility is not given to us. Humility is something you do for yourself. Now, we don't want God to have to humble us. Some people get that. Some saints get that. They get it. They get good whoopings. Because they didn't judge themselves. They just went on and on and on and on with something, and then God had to step in there and spank them. But the word says if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. If we would check ourselves, when you know you've said something to your spouse or done something to someone that you know is wrong, check yourself and go and get it right. See that's when what we call the Lord's Prayer says, "Forgive me of my debts, as I forgive my debt." That don't necessarily mean somebody owing you money. You may owe somebody something else. You're a debtor to them. You left them hanging. Amen. Tell somebody, humble yourself. Look at them now. Look at somebody. Don't look up at me. Look at somebody else. My wife's looking at me. Humble yourself. I got it. I said, look at somebody else. Don't look at me. I'm trying to teach this. She pulled a fast one on me the other night. She went to quote the word to me. I said, I've been teaching y'all that. She said, right. I said, okay. Can't win this one. She says, right. You taught it to us now. I said, okay. Tell somebody, humble yourself. See, you humble yourself. It's not a calling for somebody else to do. Somebody ought not have to come in front you and tell you off before you get it. Tell somebody else. Look at somebody else now. Don't look up here. And tell them, humble yourself. The Lord would much rather we do it ourselves. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.